This is the Texas Standard. I'm David Brown.
In the Catholic Church in the U.S., neither clergy nor laity have been shy to weigh in on matters political, historically speaking. But in Fort Worth, one issue has become rather pointed of late: payday lending. The Fort Worth Diocese has now asked the city of Fort Worth to strictly regulate the industry. Joining us now to tell us why, Bishop Michael Olson, who is the head of the Diocese of Fort Worth, he issued this call to action. Bishop, welcome to the Texas Standard.
Good morning. Thank you, David.
Why is it that you have decided to ask the city of Fort Worth to crack down on payday lending?
Well, I'm asking the city of Fort Worth to join about 25 other cities in the state of Texas to regulate this industry for the sake of just distribution of wealth, and also to help people to be better participants in the common good of society. We noticed through Catholic Charities Fort Worth that many of our clients, in fact, 30% of charitable assistants, people who've come to see us, have already gotten in trouble because of payday loans. And in an attempt for them to be responsible in paying their debts, they've been taken advantage of by these high rates that are not regulated at all, either locally, but they are now more by federal and also statewide rules.
In fact, we've heard a little bit about some reform at the federal level of late. This has been on the Texas Catholic Conference's agenda for a while, though. Why is that?
Well, because I think with my brother bishops and the Catholic Church across the state, especially our Catholic Charities, we've noticed this trend, and particularly those who are most taken advantage of are the poor, and the poor who are working in society and are trying to be active participants again in society and make contributions and help develop their families in life in the United States. And because of that, though, their attempts, which are oftentimes they're immigrants, they're new to the country, mm-hmm. and they're new to the culture of loans, they are susceptible to advertising campaigns, and they inadvertently get involved in these unregulated loans and really get plunged into crippling debt.
Bishop Olson, it's my understanding that Fort Worth is the only major city in the state that does not have any form of regulation. Have you spoken with officials about why that is? Have you gotten any sort of response from them?
Well, we're in the midst of conversation still. I've always had a good conversation with the mayor and with the city council, just in general and principle. And I think there's at least a basic interest in having the conversation and moving forward on that. And I think the trend is certainly moving towards regulating payday lending, even on a local level.
Well, I was going to say, but what, I think a lot of people would wonder what would be the holdup in Fort Worth? Is there some particular political culture there that's resistant, or is there just a lot of payday lending going on that's affecting the way that city leaders see this, or what?
No, I think that it is like any business. It's been a business that's developed, and business has a strong role to play in politics. And I think in general, there's a culture among us that's resistant to regulations, and somehow that see regulations as somehow inhibiting the free market, when in fact I think just regulations help to promote a free market. And I think that's not that, I don't think that's that different in Fort Worth than it is in other areas of the city. I think this is I think this is a strong business, though, that's developed here in Fort Worth.
Bishop Michael Olson, head of the Diocese of Fort Worth, thanks very much for speaking with us.
Thank you.